Jensen sisters, right? And Jeff Dayton are sneaking out of here right now. They were just on the Homegrown show. Thanks, you guys. It's fun to collaborate like that. I know it's kind of a little confusing tonight, but it's still a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys being here for the Homegrown show. You support them, they'll support you. Hey, Strewman here, the Four Outdoorsman. I'm Bob Total Country. Thanks for joining in. We got Boomer here. What's up, Jeffrey? You guys,
I want to
say?
Tell you guys, I love your show.
Well, join us.
Well, man. We love you too. Now you're the fifth outdoorsman tonight. If the girls would have said that, they could have been our sixth and seventh outdoors women, but they didn't give us any
Jeff,
love.
Next time you come in to do something for the Homegrown show, plan to stick around for the hour. You'll be our guest. Oh. If we have enough notice, we'll talk hunting and fishing and music and lie about our sex lives. How about that? We can all do that, right? Strewman here, the Four Outdoorsman. Boomer's here. And who's your buddy next to you, pal?
This is Corey from Power Lodge. Corey, welcome to Bob Country, the Four Outdoorsman,
hey,
my friend.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Fun. Well, what do you know? And then there's producer Mark to his left. And producer Mark, you got a special guest,
Hi,
don't
everybody.
You?
I'm here with my son Nick, just setting out all the snacks and getting him ready for the show.
Didn't he make a football team or something?
He
like
made
that?
The hockey team. He made Mike Seas his first tryout ever. And so I'm proud of him. He's going to be in Mike Seas with all his friends.
Now, be honest with me.
You've got three little kids. You got Nick is about six or seven. How old are you, Nick?
Six.
And a four and a two or something like that, right?
Yep.
Are you athletically involved with these guys, trying to make them something that you weren't? Were you one of those parents?
I was a star as a kid. I don't know about you. But, yes, I coach baseball. I think I might try to coach hockey. See, when you get your kids in hockey now, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
They force you to volunteer. So
you
have mandatory volunteer
Corey
hours.
Knows.
So you write a monster check to them, and if you want that money back, you have to volunteer. So rather than slinging peanuts on a random Saturday, I might try to volunteer to be an assistant coach because I got to be there anyway, right? So he might as well be on the ice.
I think my son Mike ran the Zamboni for a couple of years or something
that
like that.
That would be good. Yeah, they don't allow any Joe Schmo do that anymore, probably.
No, probably not.
That would
probably
be a fun job, though, when it's true.
Well, good for you, Nick. Congratulations, young man. Keep playing sports. Boomer, how was your week, pal? I know you just came back from the youth thing, right?
Yeah, you know, we just got back. Sophie and I went up north to the youth deer opener, and I want to give a big shout-out to the Country Inn in Walker, Minnesota. We always stay up there.
Stop. If you're staying at the Country Inn and you're giving them a shout-out, I bet Boomer got a freebie, huh?
Oh, maybe. But no, honestly, June and those folks are great people up at Leech Lake Tourism. They do a nice job. It's really nice when you go up there because they always have like a place where you can get your thermoses filled up, a nice breakfast that opens up early. And Soph and I, she had her new 708mm that Papa Von got her, and we went out for youth deer opener. So if you didn't know, this MEA weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for $1, you could go out and go hunting with your son or daughter. And I think it's the age of 12 or 14. I'll tell you this as a tip to our listeners on the Four Outdoors.
Back it up a second. Talk about the licensing then. Did you have to have your 2019 deer hunting license?
I had mine, and she had hers. Now, I could not bring a gun out with me, so I did not have a gun, so we just had her gun out. But a tip for our listeners out there, one, don't try to move a ground blind by yourself because that's absolutely what I did, Corey, without trying to fold it up. And the back is a little tweaked tonight, so I'm hinged a little bit, and I have a cold from getting up at like 4 a.m. with her to get everything ready.
I noticed something was wrong when you were walking like Tim Conway. You know, but the old Tim Conway. You guys are young, don't you?
No. We have no idea who that is.
I have no idea who that is. Is that back from the 20s?
He's older than I am, man.
Late 1800s?
I think he just died.
Did he?
Yeah.
No. But I'll tell you this. Tip for our listeners out there, as you're getting ready for rifle opener, which I think is, what is that, producer Mark? November 9th or 9th. Corey?
Yes.
November
9th. Is it the 9th?
Yeah, November 9th. Strew, you better check the land up north because you hunt up in Ely area, right?
Yep.
And at least up near Bacchus, we have 150 acres up there, Corey, and half of it was underwater.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, half of it was underwater. And all of the traditional trails that we've hunted for, I mean, I've been hunting that land since I was Soph's age, you know, 12 years old. It changed because, seriously, we have a lake in the middle of our land.
Yeah.
So a lot of those deer are just skirting outside and going on the high ground. So that was something new for us. We heard some deer. We saw a couple shadows moving through the thick brush. We didn't get a shot off, but I'm super proud of my daughter. I love her very much. We're going to go back up for opener on the 9th. We'll be in our stands because the water is drying down right now. But, you know,
Was she? Were you proud of her patience? Was she good?
Yep, she was good. She was good. You know, Dad was very patient too. Saturday evening when there was nothing going on, I followed by a great example of opening up the Hulu app on my phone and watching the Gopher game in the blind. And that was, you know, that was kind of fun.
So you know what's funny about that? I probably know where you were based on your land because when we were hunting up there 2 years ago,
yeah,
you had two or three stands with reception and two or three with zero reception.
Zero reception, yep.
My old man, who's been gone a long, long time, we hunted up in Italy for many, many years. He started up there in the late 40s where they camped out for 10 days in a tent, yep, in December to shoot a freaking deer. Ain't going to happen with a Strew Man here. But I started hunting up there when I was about 14 years old, 1964 or something like that. And my dad would roll over in his grave if he knew this conversation was taking place about what people bring in the woods these days.
Oh, my God. You should have heard my dad. So when I started deer hunting, and we'll talk about this on the deer hunting special. Corey,
let's talk about it now.
All right. So if you don't know, Corey, my mom was a taxidermist.
Yep.
And Dad retired from the Navy and was a pressman. And Dad is a diehard hunter, and so was my mother. And I mean by diehard is Dad and I were in the blind at 4:30 in the morning. And we left at 7 p.m. at night. I had a cold sandwich.
I can relate. Yep.
And I had lukewarm coffee. That was it. That was my addiction to coffee. And so
they gave you coffee at 12?
Yes. That's what he had. I was like, Dad, can I get hot cocoa? He's like, no. You're hunting? You can have coffee.
It's black gas station coffee, boy.
Yeah, and I would like chip my teeth off frozen Snickers, if you know what those. Remember the days of Snickers would freeze?
No, that wasn't Snickers. It had to be a salted nut roll.
Like this?
That's a salted nut roll.
Oh, a salted nut roll. Yeah. Good.
You're
plug.
Speaking of Nick, he's the new spokesman for salted nut roll.
I know.
So we had to
Nick,
give that
you're kind of popular, aren't
Pearson
you?
Pearson Candy Company. He made a lot of money on that commercial, too.
I gave him $40 for starring in a commercial, so he bought a Razor scooter.
I thought he said he's going to be about a Razor.
But yeah, I was always envious of my brother because my brother and my mother would hunt on another piece of property. So we had 50 acres in Hackensack. And I didn't know till 5 years going into it, Corey. They would always go in for lunch into one of the trailers and have like hot dogs and soup. My dad's like, eat a cold sandwich, right? Yeah. So I'm explaining to my dad. So Soph and I get up there Friday. We go to put the blind on where I wanted to do, right under one of the stands. And it's like, it's all water. So we spend 2 to 3 hours looking for new trails. We find one. We get it set up. You know, again, Soph is, you know, kind of feeling a little under the weather. You know, I want to make it fun. And I'm like, well, let's get up at Saturday at 5 a.m. Alarm goes off at the Country Inn and Walker at 5 a.m.
That's the start of a fun day.
And I go, hey, honey, what do you think? You know, everything's ready to go. And she's like, Dad, I'd like to sleep in for another hour and a half. What do you do, right? Make it fun.
Get her up.
I let her sleep
get
in.
Get her
right?
some coffee.
Kids are too soft these days.
I know. So we get out there. We hunt for a few hours. We go and leave, and we have lunch at the Corner Store Cafe in Bacchus. Then we come back in and hunt the evening. I talk to my dad. He's like, boy, you guys were in the blind all day. I wanted to lie to my dad so bad. Corey, I was like, oh, yeah, Dad. And then Soph's like, no, actually, we got to sleep in, Papa, and we had breakfast, and we went out for a couple hours. Then Dad might have let me drive his truck. Maybe not.
And Sophie, you let Sophie bring her iPad into the deer stand.
Nope. She had her iPhone.
Oh, that's
not
cheating.
The iPad.
I
tell you what, I'm super proud of that 12-year-old girl. She's actually been in the blind with me since she's been 7 years old. Joins me in a lot of the adventures in the Alumacraft boats with 250 horses all rigged up from Power Lodge. So she's always with me on these adventures. In fact, this next weekend, I'm going to bring that competitor 205 from Alumacraft with the 250 horses of Evinrude, nicely rigged from our friends at Power Lodge. And we're going to go up to Mille Lacs because the smallmouth bass fishing.
When are you going?
Next weekend. If you want to go, buddy, you're invited. I invited Corey and I invited Mark.
So I'm the last person, but if someone back out?
Well, because you were too busy flirting with Jeff Dayton. You guys had like a man crush.
I like that guy. I hope he left me a CD because that guy sings wonderfully.
Oh, yeah, he was good. Yeah. But anyways, it was a great youth deer opener. I encourage all parents to get their kids out there because it is a couple weekends before normal deer opener for firearms. There was no sign of any horny bucks.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if you go on early, deer opener is free for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Say they shoot it. Deer, is their tag filled then, or can you buy one for
their
regular season?
Tag is filled, but her tag, since we didn't shoot a deer and we didn't have to buy the tag, it's still good for deer opener.
So
the
then
ninth.
She doesn't have to pay for regular deer. Okay, that's
nice. Hey, Boomer, look at my calendar on my cell phone that I'm going to bring with me in the boat on Saturday. I've got nothing going on the 26th. Is that the day you're going?
Yeah.
I'd like to catch a smallmouth.
All right, let's go do it.
You know, I'll think of some excuse not to go.
Well,
but,
you'll have your
so
Zepco with.
I'm invited, right?
Yes,
I've got my
invited.
Zepco 33.
Hey, my boat's still going. Hey, do you want to do a two-boat bonanza?
Yeah, let's do it. Two aluminum crafts.
My boat's still rolling.
Yeah, let's do it. And then Corey, are you going to come? We're putting you on the spot in front of 30,000 people.
I gotta check with my CEO.
Oh,
no. Make sure
that's all right. Nice.
Well, my thought is Corey could then just hook up my boat and then put it right in storage. And I don't have
perfect.
To touch it.
Then you're done, right?
And I'm
right.
just out.
Leave
nope,
all the
here
tablet.
You go. Just throw him the keys.
The gentleman they're talking about right there is Corey King from Power Lodge, one of our great sponsors. And we'll talk more about Power Lodge as we get through the show.
Where is Power Lodge located?
Right
sir?
In Ramsey, right on Highway 10, about a half a mile away.
And in Omnia.
Three places.
Oh, name you. Omnia.
Yeah,
Omnia
yeah,
fishing,
we'll talk
right?
about that. So anyway, since we're talking hunting and fishing, you got a hunting and fishing background?
Yeah. Yes, yeah? I do. Yeah. Hunting.
What's your love, man? What do you like to do?
Deer hunting with my dad and fishing
atta
with
boy.
My daughter.
Atta boy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, your old man is still active. He's, what, 50s? 60s?
60s, yep.
Yeah.
Do you want his blood type too?
No, I don't care. Where do you guys like to hunt?
We have my parents have some land up north of Willow River.
Yeah, so. Everyone's got parents that have some land, except Strewman.
Yeah,
here.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but good for you. How much land? It's
wait
all
a minute.
Private land you
didn't
hunt.
You say you grew up hunting on your dad's land that now you hunt on?
No, we
take
lease
it. Take it back.
The hunting
take
shack.
It back. It's
come
it,
on,
it's
Stru. Yours,
my deer hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never hunted on it. It's always been public property. I've never hunted on private
but
land.
But he has a lease with public around it that you've always hunted on.
Dun,
well,
dun.
That's DNR land. They can walk on it, can't they? I don't know. There's
I
a
think
billion.
That counts. I think you need to take that back.
There's a billion acres out. I take it back. No, because that leased land runs like only an acre, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the rest of it is about a billion acres of St. Louis
County. Well, speaking of the smallmouth bass fishing, I was talking to a friend of the show, Thane Jensen from Clam Outdoors and Blackfish Gear, another great sponsor of ours. And he was out smallmouth bass fishing on Mille Lacs today, and they were catching them in about 23 to 24 feet of water.
How do you get down there with those? Yeah, just jigging for him or what?
I think he was running a live bait rig with sucker minnows. But we could run some Ned rigs and then DT-16s from Rapala. Those can get down
now,
there pretty
deep. Why would they be down that deep right now?
You know, it's they seem this time of year, I don't know what the water surface temp is on Mille Lacs, but I'm guessing it's flirting with 50 degrees right now. Mm-hmm. And they'll start to migrate a little deeper into the deeper rocks, and then they start to congregate, kind of like what perch do in Devil's Lake, another great sponsor of ours. They kind of all school together, or crappie fishing. I was talking to another friend of the show, Geiger's Trails Inn, Bill Charlton. He was just out duck hunting in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and we've done some good crappie fishing out there. And when we go crappie fishing out there, we did a listener trip. You know, those crappies were in about 23 to 24 feet off of the humps.
That was fun.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a wonderful time.
So, Stru, now, I got a question for you.
Yep.
You're a man on the run, right? You're
a
man on the go, right?
Got
you got a cabin in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. You got a beautiful wife. You got a ton of grandkids.
Ten of them,
right? And you also work the Twins games.
27.
What do you do now that the Twins are done?
27. I don't know, man. I got to think about it. I'll think of something. Maybe I'll do more.
You going to hunt and fish with us a little more?
What kind of hunting?
Well, we could go pheasant hunting.
I'll come along and bring my shotgun and my camera.
We could go
I'll
goose hunting with purple hats, too.
No, I'll go with you. I want to go to the 26th. I'll go with you Saturday morning. And you know, you're leaving Friday, and you're not staying there. You're going Saturday morning.
Yeah,
right?
Saturday morning, probably.
Yeah, I think I can do that. I'll see what Mike's doing.
All right.
You know, Mike is
grab Mike.
My son Mike is.
I might grab Nick and go in
let's
for the
do
day.
It. Oh, yeah,
I'll bring my boat.
We'll have three boats
I'll
out there.
I'll take Stru with me. Stru, you want to come with me?
But then I got to put up with Nick.
Well, Nick's pretty easy.
Oh,
Nick's
God.
Hey, do we have any shout outs? Do we have any listeners?
We have lots of listeners and lots of shout outs. So
what is the shout out? Explain, because Corey from Power Lodge might not know.
Well,
too.
We have to explain this.
Long time listener.
Well, the shout out is something we started doing quite a while ago where you can post a comment on our Facebook photo and we'll make you famous by having you on air. We have a lot of loyal listeners that like to check in every week, and it's awesome to see that. A lot of people do a lot more hunting and fishing than we do. So they post on here. So we have a bunch. If you want to get on air, post on the Four Outdoorsman shout out picture on our Facebook page, the number Four Outdoorsman. First one up is Bill Katz, our good friend. He says, hey guys, keeping it simple, Bill. Mike Farrell says, it's that time of year again, fellas, heading home from hunting camp, MEA weekend, wood splitting party, making memories with friends and family while doing a little work at deer camp. Now that's pretty cutting it pretty close to do work at deer camp, isn't it?
Nah.
You know what?
No,
there was a lot of people up north doing work at deer camp.
Are you talking about maybe bothering the deer?
Yeah.
Oh, not a chance. No, no. No, we do it.
All right. Next
we got
Craig Rudolph Jr. says, my brother shot a nice little buck this morning, and I just got back from North Dakota duck hunting. And Ray Wells says it's time for some Blaze Orange. Looks like he did some pheasant hunting. I am going to South Dakota next week. I can talk about that later, but I'm excited to go next week pheasant hunting. John Marshall says, had a fun day chasing pheasants on Friday with Blake and Caden. And Corey Bechtold says, full fall walleye report to come on What's Working Now Facebook page. I think that's it.
That's not it. I got one for you guys.
Bill Katz, I saw Bill Katz said, hey, guys.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you got him. Huh? All right. Yeah.
See, we were listening, and he said that already.
Yeah, well, I was just making sure.
You're a good man. Hey, no, you know who Walleye Dan is. What's Walleye Dan's
Dan
last
Igan.
Name?
Igan.
Dan Igan.
You know what happened. What's going on with him?
Yep.
Multiple myeloma. And saw that in the outdoor news, and just shout out to you, Walleye Dan, and hope things are going on well. You're fighting it. When I found out that he got multiple myeloma, reminded me of our buddy Craig Munson, who we call the handicapped hunter, because he had multiple myeloma, got it about 15 years ago, and they said it's a death sentence. He's going to be gone in 3-4 years. 15 years later, he's still hanging in there. Boy, this new stuff is happening all the time. So fight it, Dan. Keep working at it. We're pulling for you.
Hey, we got 3 minutes before we get to break. Let's talk about what's going on the show at 6:20.
Bobby Krejci. Bob Krejci is a guy I know from New Richmond, Wisconsin. And he, honest to God, and Mark knows him as well, he lives and breathes hunting and fishing. He's in the woods or on the water 5 days a week all year long. But he had an opportunity to go to Louisiana. And I didn't know this, but he told me he's going to Louisiana to fish for tuna. And so maybe there's tuna off. There must be tuna off the coast of Louisiana because he showed me some pictures that I sent with you guys, and they had a great time. And I think I just want to hear all about that trip and share some other ideas with Bob Krejci from New Richmond.
I know Bob pretty well. Did you tell him we don't have an edit button for when he uses foul language?
Please? Oh, he uses Effenheimers all the time. So
A game, Brandon. A game.
So get ready, Brandon.
And then at 6:40, we're gonna have friend of the show Corey from Power Lodge. And Corey, you guys got a big open house coming up, right?
We do at the Onamia location. We're going to have a Can-Am open house, and at Ramsey we have a Polaris open house going on this weekend. Huge deals across the board. So this is ATVs, snowmobiles, side-by-sides, whatever you might need.
So we're going to talk about that open house with Power Lodge, some winterization tips, and getting your boat ready to put it away with Power Lodge and just general fishing. And I tell you what, Stru, what about the Gophers? They're 6-0, baby. Corey, you follow the Gophers?
I do. I'm a huge Gopher fan.
You know,
yes.
It's funny. It's great. It's exciting. But Minnesota fans are so fickle, and they're so – some of these they don't want to jump on the bandwagon until we're like 9-0. They're not even filling the ballpark yet. My buddies go there all the time. Nope, no. The student section, he said, is half empty every game. There's not the support, and they get those tickets for $5. We're 7-0, and they're still not going to pack them in next week. Maybe Wisconsin. I'm not sure when they play them, but it is
Badgers,
unfortunate.
All right, so we were 20th.
It's exciting. And Badgers lost, you know.
Yeah, did we go up in the rankings at all? We were 20th.
Rankings come out Monday, so I'm guessing we'll be in the high teens probably, hopefully.
Nice. And what about the Vikings?
I'm not a big NFL fan.
Well, I tell you what, the last three games, Cousins has thrown 10 touchdowns and only one interception.
If he was making $87,000, I'd be more excited about watching him instead of $87 million.
Oh, never be happy.
Oh, Minnesota, he's still mad you called him out on the hunting list. All right, well, let's get to break, Stru, man. Up next is going to be Stru's buddy, Bob Krejci, and he's going to talk about fishing down in Louisiana for tuna.
Do you know how much I get paid for this show? Nothing. Hardly nothing, man.
Checking in with the four outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
It's no secret that Devil's Lake is a bucket list destination if you love walleyes and jumbo perch, but this time of the year, Devil's Lake offers some of the best hunting in the country as well. Whether your hot button is ducks, geese, or pheasants, you'll absolutely love all the outstanding opportunities in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hey, how about this? Bring your fishing gear as well as your shotguns for what Boomer likes to call an October cast and blast, and that's an unforgettable experience. I'll tell you what Devil's Lake truly is, a special destination for every outdoorsman. Go to devilslakend.com.
This is the big one. The Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association's annual Collectors Show Competition and Gun Show, all in one great event at the Minnesota State Fair Coliseum. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., October 26th and 27th. Grand prize award for best in show, $1,000. Admission is $7. Kids 12 and under get in free when accompanied by a responsible adult. For more information, check out the MWCA Facebook page or visit MWCA.org.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Happy Sunday to the land of 10,000 lakes. Boomer here with producer Mark, and it's about time to talk about ice fishing. I know it's beautiful this weekend, but it has flirted with the 30s and 40s, and who can go ice fishing without Vexlar Marine Electronics? Vexlar Marine Electronics have been around since 1960, and producer Mark, that FLX 28 is just bulletproof, isn't it?
I got an FLX 28 2 years ago, and it's changed ice fishing for me forever. And I will never go back to anything else or leave anywhere without my Vexlar.
And I love that Vexlar FLX 28, how I can zoom in on the bottom 6 feet or 12 feet. It's got a color system change, so if you're colorblind, it works well. And the K-Drill, that is less than 10 pounds with your brushless, cordless drill. Drills through the ice pretty smooth, Mark. And folks like us that are in our 40s with bad backs, the K-Drill is money, isn't it?
I'm excited about the K-Drill, too. You know what? I just hang out with you because you have all this great stuff like Vexlar, and you are the man with clam.
All right. So to learn more about Vexlar, go to Vexlar.com. And when we're talking about ice fishing, Mark, we got to talk about who?
We got to talk about Clam. They're the number one outfitter in ice fishing, hands down.
You know what? I was already at some big retail stores. They already had all the Clam pop-ups that are insulated, the Jason Mitchell Elite Series pop-ups, and they had the traps that are flipped over. And Clam Outdoors, if you're just thinking about ice fishing houses, think again, because the ice armor suits, Mark, those keep us warm on those trips to Devil's Lake, don't they?
Stu and I both got fitted with the new ice armor outfits, the ones that float, which are fantastic and safe for everybody.
Sexy looking, too, man.
And really they look great, especially on me. Yeah. But I love Clam's new Pro Tackle line. Can you talk about
that? Oh, I tell you what, the Clam Pro Tackle line, Clam was a game changer when it came to tungsten jigs. I know they might be a little more spendy, but I tell you what, you can feel the bite, they ping off your Vexlar better, and they drop down 30% faster than lead. So when you got that school of fish coming in hot and heavy, get yourself some Clam Pro Tackle. To learn more about Clam, go to clamoutdoors.com.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
$3 billion is the spending power of the Bob FM listeners. Hi, this is Brad Clark, General Sales Manager here at Bob, and we need salespeople that can help businesses get their unfair share of that $3 billion. There are untapped and underserved markets in Bob Country, and if you're a marketer and want to earn industry-leading commissions while helping businesses tap into that $3 billion, send a resume to me, Brad at mybobcountry.com.
It's Neil here for Blue Sky Services. This is the time of year to get your windows cleaned. This month is kind of the last big push to have your windows cleaned inside and outside. They were just to my house a short time ago. I absolutely love what they did at my house, and I know you'll love it too. It's Blue Sky Services for window cleaning, but that's not all. They do gutter cleaning, and once again, they'll be putting up my holiday lights this year. Call them at 952-467-2447 or go online to blueskyservices.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsman. Strew Man here at Boomer. Mr. King over there. Mark Lukey. Little Nicky Lukey is here as well. Join us every Sunday night from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. If you are listeners regularly, thanks. If you're just brand new, boy, join us. We all have a lot of fun. Right now we got Bob Krejci. Am I correct? Bob, are you on the air right now?
How are you?
Every day's a gift, young man. Bob Krejci is a friend of mine. I've known him for about 25, 30 years or so. And I think I paid for his mortgage because every time we play golf, I pay him $5 not to bet because he's been kicking my butt all the time. He's a much better golfer than I am. So that's the reason I'm on the outdoor show, because I like to golf. Bob, how you been, buddy?
Doing good, doing good.
Haven't talked to you in a couple of days. The reason we wanted to have you on the air is because you just took a trip down to Louisiana and did some tuna fishing. I didn't know there was tuna off the coast of Louisiana. Tell us how this all came about.
Well, before we looked into this, I didn't know there was tuna fishing down there either. We'd been going to Alaska, my friend Bill from Omaha and myself. We've been going to Alaska the last 2 years fishing for salmon. And due to circumstances, we were a little late this year, so we started looking for something local or a little closer to home. And I started looking around for tuna fishing, and lo and behold, Venice, Louisiana, they call it the tuna capital of the world.
Wow.
And just a huge, real small town, but big commercial outfitters there, all out chasing these tuna.
Hey, Bob, Boomer here. You know, when I think of Louisiana and fishing, I often default to red fishing because for redfish, it's very popular. Are you red fishing too? Or
there were some red. We didn't go after the reds, but the reds were certainly down there. There's a whole variety of fish, anywhere from swordfish to grouper to sharks to amberjacks, lots of different fish that you can fish for down there.
Hey, Bob, it's Mark here. Great to talk to you. I'm going to, again, talk about when we think of tuna fishing, we think of Boston, you know, East Coast, cold water. And in Louisiana, it's shallower, warmer water. Is this part of like a migration for the tuna, or is there tuna there all the time?
Well, there's tuna fishing there year-round, but at certain times of year, obviously, are better than others. I understand that in February, all the big yellowfin tuna start moving in, and that's when the fishing is really good. But we still caught a fair amount of tuna down there here when we were down there in August, September.
You know, Bob, yellowfin tuna. What is the tuna on the TV show that they catch? Is it a blue?
I think that's yellowfin.
Is it a yellowfin tuna where they catch it and they grate it for sushi and then it's they can get like $4,000 a fish? What's that show?
I don't know what tuna that is. I'm only guessing that yellowfin. It is yellowfin because that's really the prize tuna, as far as I know.
Hey, Bob, you sent us a couple of photographs. You guys did fairly well. I don't know that was a monster. Was that your daughter in the picture of the fish that you sent me?
Yeah, that was my daughter Jenny who. Caught that 133-pound yellowfin.
Wow.
There were six people in our party, and that one fish gave us enough tuna to go home with.
Well, I caught a couple tuna fish in St. Thomas, and they weren't 133 pounds. They were maybe like 30, 40 pounds, but they gave you the fight of your life. I can't imagine what 130-pound tuna would fight like. But what do you do to catch those? I mean, what's your rig? What's the setup?
Well, we were using a bait caster, you know, one of those big commercial bait casters that outfitters have. I think they had something like a 110-pound test line on there. And what they did was they rigged it up with little bait fish that were probably 5-6 inches long. And when we caught this particular fish, we had probably 50 or 60 sharks.
Hang on a second, Bob. Bob, hang on a second. About 2 minutes ago, you said your daughter caught the fish. Now it's we. When we caught this fish, is that how that worked?
Let me finish the story. So they throw out these bait fish to attract the fish, and of course the sharks move in whenever they want. And my daughter had one on, and that thing just fought and fought and fought. So I held the rod, and she reeled, and it went on about 15, 20 minutes. And the thing pulled and went down, and as it turned out, I know these things fish for fight for probably anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, and this was about a 20-minute fight. So it was really exciting. We knew we had something really big on there, and then when it gets close to the surface and you see it's a yellowfin, everybody gets really excited.
Are you wearing a harness when you catch a big fish like that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. After she found out that she had something big on it, they slipped a harness on her and made sure that she stayed in the boat.
You know, Bob, when you catch a tuna like that, like, fish have a different characteristic about how they fight. Like, when you catch a walleye, it's usually a thump, thump, thump down, right? You catch a smallmouth, you know they're going to go for runs at the boat. Pike, they like calling it walk the dog. Do tuna fish have a certain characteristic to them as they fight?
You know, I don't know, because this is the first time I've ever been tuna fishing. And I just know they're a real, real strong fish.
Well,
they,
how did you?
They, you know, we caught the king salmon up in Alaska, which were pretty good. And they'll come up and then they'll go right back down again. This thing just stayed down the majority of the time until we're able to horse it up.
Bob, there must be a whole lot of competition down there in Venice, Louisiana. How did you choose a guide service?
Well, just like anything else, you just kind of wing it. And I had to piece this trip together for us. There were six of us in our party. And first I had to find a place to stay, and then we had to start calling around for different outfitters. And you don't know one outfitter from the other. And as it turns out, there's better outfitters than others. But we booked we fished for 2 days, two different outfitters. I wouldn't go with the first one again, but I'd certainly go with the second one. And they all have their different ways of doing things.
All right.
You know, Bob, for our listeners who are tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country tonight, we're talking to Bob Krejci. He just got done tuna fishing down in Venice, Louisiana. Bob, what does it cost to go tuna fishing? What does a guide run?
The outfitters, they all charge about $2,400 a day, which
Whoa.
Includes gas. And they'll take you out for anywhere from 6 to 8 hours.
And
how many people?
There's six people maximum to a boat.
And how many miles are you running on the boat?
I don't know how many, but I know in the middle of the second day, we wanted to go fish for swordfish. And they said, well, this will be about a 40-mile drive. So they have bean bags in the back of their boat, and everybody just kind of laid down because it's a much comfortable ride. And it took us about an hour to get over there. You know, they're running 800-900 horsepower on these boats.
How deep of water are you fishing?
Say again?
How deep of water are you fishing?
We were fishing probably for the tuna. We were 150, 200 feet. And then when we went for the swordfish, we were fishing 1,600 feet.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, man, yeah. That is lame. Bob, we have a lot of listeners on the Four Outdoorsmen, of course, every Sunday night on Bob Total Country. And I think give them some advice. Why would you keep the second guide? Who was that guide service? And not the first guide service. What was the difference between the two?
Attitude, mostly. You know, you're paying customers, and you expect these people to be courteous. And the first ones didn't even ask us our names. you know, the second ones introduced themselves. There was a big difference between the two.
Well, that's for me as well. That makes sense to me. You know, sometimes you're going to catch fish, sometimes you're not. But at least you want to feel like you're respected and appreciated for being on their boat.
Yeah, in the day on the first day, we didn't have I fished all morning, and I think I had a rod in my hand for maybe 10 minutes. The guide would hook the fish and then give it to one of us. And I guess there's reasons why they do that, but that's not why I paid all this money to go down there.
What was the name of the guide service that you used the second day?
The Paradise.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's right out of Venice. Louisiana.
Venice, Louisiana. We flew into New Orleans. It's about an hour and a half drive down to Venice, and it's the only thing down there on the coast.
Would you go? Go ahead, Mark. Mark's got something.
Oh, I got a question. So you caught a 100-and-change-pound tuna, and you said that was enough meat for all of you. How do you get it back home, or do you just eat it there? What are the logistics of getting that back to you?
Well, we all brought coolers with us.
That's smart.
And, you know, I think there's a 50-pound weight limit on these for these airlines. And all these places down there, they had freezers. And although we didn't freeze it, but we kept it cold. And they just packed ice packs with it and just checked it on the luggage and brought it home. It worked out really slick.
And it tastes like? Is it good?
Oh, I just had we had tuna the first night I was home a couple of weeks ago, and then we also caught some cobia. And I just had cobia tonight, and it's probably one of the better fish I've ever eaten.
Bob fishes, like I said, 5 days a week, all summer long, and in the winter as well. He's all over the place. And I've never heard of cobia. Tell me about cobia. We only have a couple of minutes.
Cobia is it's a real white, flaky, buttery fish, absolutely delicious. And we were fishing these fish by sight fishing. We pull up to an oil rig, and they like to hang around that structure. And then when you see them, you start throwing bucktail jigs out to them, and generally you can catch one or two.
And that puts up a good fight as well?
It's a really good fight. There's a 33-inch limit or something like that on them down there, so you got to get a three-footer to keep. And just a really, really fun fish to fish for.
I offer Bob, because you can go to a Fresh Time grocery store and get a half a pound of tuna, or a pound of tuna for $6 or $7. I said, Bob, I'll give me a couple of slabs, $5 a piece. They cost $13. He works at a butcher shop. They cost $13 a pound, or whatever he says. So, all right, I'll pay you $13 a pound. Bob, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. We're going to take a break here. Bob Krejci, New Richmond, Wisconsin, went down to Venice, Louisiana. And what was the name of your guide service again down there?
The second day was Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah. We'll give him a good old shout out.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Great experience, buddy. Good for you, pal.
Hey, before we get to breaks, Drew, we don't get to talk hunting and fishing without great sponsors, do we? What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing Blackfish. That's my clam, right?
Yep.
It's like hand lotion on your body. That's what I say. It feels so good. I love these clothes.
Yep, and ice fishing's coming around. Don't forget to check
Devil's
out
Lake
the new...
Tourism, pal. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, lineup of Clam Outdoor Ice Houses, new lineup of Clam Pro Tackle, rods, reels, and apparel. And where else do we like to go fishing?
We like to go fishing to Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and you like to have all of your boat stuff taken care of at Power Lodge.
Yes, Power Lodge. They're in Onamia, Brainerd, right off of Highway 10 here in Ramsey. We're going to have Corey on next, and I bring that famous Alumacraft Competitor 205 with tons of storage. Well, stay tuned after break. We're going to have Corey King on from Power Lodge. We're going to talk fall fishing, winterizing your boat, open houses, and a free guide trip with Corey.
It's no secret that Devil's Lake is a bucket list destination if you love walleyes and jumbo perch, but this time of the year, Devil's Lake offers some of the best hunting in the country as well. Whether your hot button is ducks, geese, or pheasants, you'll absolutely love all the outstanding opportunities in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hey, how about this? Bring your fishing gear as well as your shotguns for what Boomer likes to call an October cast and blast, and that's an unforgettable experience. I'll tell you what Devil's Lake truly is, a special destination for every outdoorsman. Go to devilslakend.com.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate Bodiger, Executive Director with Reach for Resources. We want to thank everyone who made our Game Farm Gala charity pheasant hunt such a success earlier this month at Sandpine Pheasants. With your support, we raised nearly $50,000 to help those with intellectual disabilities and mental health conditions reach their full potential. We also extend our sincere thanks to Bob FM for their generous partnership. Please plan to join us next fall. And in the meantime, check out more about Reach for Resources at reachforresources.org. Thank you.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-763-5067. 800-763-5067.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, it's Jeff Jones here from your No Repeat Workdays, and it's the time of year when you gotta start making inside more comfy. And you can do that with MyPillow, whether it's a MyPillow mattress topper, bed sheets, or right now, buy one, get one MyPillows. Just use the promo code Bob when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-606-7812. My wife and I enjoy sleeping on our MyPillows along with our MyPillow mattress topper every single night, and I know you will too. So buy one, get one free MyPillows right now when you use the promo code Bob at MyPillow.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
I
guess we're back. Strewman here, the Four Outdoorsman. Boomer, let's get right to it, man. We got a hell of a guest here sitting right next
to
you.
Well, yes, we have Mr. Corey King, the man, the guru from Power Lodge. Three locations, Ramsey, Minnesota, Onamia.
Yeah, don't say Omnia again.
Omnia, like Omnia Fishing. Great people, too, at Omnia. And Brainerd, Minnesota. Corey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
You're supposed to let me do a shout-out. You forgot.
Mark, let's hear that shout-out from the Four Outdoorsmen.
We have to get all our listeners that write in a little bit of time. Chad Keller says, jig bite is hot. Looks like he's going deep. Must be going deep about 20 feet to get those bass. Great picture, Chad. Thanks for writing in. I think this is your first time, so keep doing it. All right. Continue, boys.
All right. Corey, welcome to the Four Outdoors on Bob Country.
Thank you.
So, Corey, tell our listeners a little bit about who Corey King is.
I've been pretty heavily involved in the marine industry for more than half of my life at this point. So that's my first love, is kind of being out and on the lake, but in the woods hunting as well. Grew up locally here, just west of this location a little bit. So that's still my stomping grounds. That's generally where you'll find me, is a lake in anywhere between St. Michael and Annandale.
Yep, and you got a family too, don't you?
I do. I've got an awesome wife, Heather, who lets me do things like this, and an incredible daughter, Emily, who plays hockey just like Nick. And we're hoping she's going to move up a little bit this year. She's
nice.
On the bubble.
How old is Emily?
Emily is 8.
All right. Have you brought her on a boat yet?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, we were out fishing quite a bit, doing a little bit of tubing behind my Alumacraft. We hit the crappies this spring. It was fantastic.
That's awesome. Now, Corey, you guys also, you have a family that went and had some success with youth deer opener, didn't you?
Yeah, I would. A huge shout out to my nephew Atticus. Shot his first deer on the youth opener this year. Got himself a buck, and they hunt down southwestern Minnesota.
Good for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
How old do you have to be for the youth deer hunt?
I think 12, right? You got to be 12? I don't know exactly.
Pretty sure.
I think it's 12.
Yeah. Well, good for Atticus, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very proud of him. So
with a name like that, he's going to be a success, right?
I think so, yeah. He's a huge outdoorsman, and he's been hunting with his dad out in the stand, but this is his first deer that he's taken.
Well, I know we want to talk about Power Lodge a little more and talk about the open house you have coming up. But first, you were just in China, right?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I spent a week in China looking at some ATVs and side-by-sides that are built there for a company that actually has a huge presence here in Minnesota. So while the machines are made there, their marketing, their warranty, their parts are all based out of here in Minnesota. And very, very awesome experience.
Yeah, and was it your first time in China?
That was my first time in China, yes. I've I've done quite a bit of traveling, but never to Asia.
So what does that look like? Like Minneapolis right to China, or what? Or how does that?
It was a bit weird. We flew from here to Detroit, and then Detroit into Shanghai.
Ah, how long of a flight was that?
It's the longest flight I've ever been on. I watched 4 movies, took a nap, ate 3 meals, and then sat for a long time because my phone was almost dead.
Nice, nice.
A good friend of mine and my wife Diana's, Gary and Dee Dee Berglund, went there last year as well. They travel, take a big trip like that out of the country like every year. And China, for some reason, does not intrigue me. And they said it was an unbelievably interesting experience, but an awful lot of people, they said.
It's an insane amount of people. I mean, if you think about most of their cities they dwarf the entire population of Minnesota in a single city. I mean, it's astronomical. And I was like you. I didn't really crave to go there, but after going there, it was a really incredible experience. It's very different. More so than going to Europe, where it's kind of similar to the U.S. I mean, it's a completely different culture. No one speaks English. None of the signs are in English. And so there's a definite barrier there, but it's really cool. At the same time, you have to really immerse yourself and just go ahead and get involved.
Do they have like a translator for you, or how does that work?
No, we had no translator. And actually, most of the people for the company we went to visit did not speak English either, and if they did, it was fairly broken.
So you
broken.
Just nodded and say, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it was, yeah. They were very
Donde
selective.
Es baño? That's all I got to know, man.
None of my broken Set
of
Spanish
aces.
Worked
Set
at
of,
all.
Set of aces. Yeah, that's about it. Hey, what? We'll get back to this, but what airlines did you fly to get over there?
We flew Delta over there.
All the way. Okay.
Yep.
All
right. Yep.
So rumor has it, Corey, there's good purses in China.
There are some
Tell
excellent
the story.
Tell
us
shopping.
The story, Corey.
So we were informed by our wives that we should come back with some very specific purses in mind, and to get those, we had to travel to a store and then go through a secret door to a secret store. And
I love this.
A little bit crazy, especially because you realize that no one speaks English, and the only common denominator is actually money, because numbers are numbers.
Yeah.
And so if you can understand, you can translate, okay, you know, 400 yen is this in dollars. It was actually very fun. Because it was just strictly numbers haggling. You couldn't throw the, well, it's for my mom. There was no, the language barrier yeah. just didn't allow.
Did you get the purse you wanted?
I got the exact purse I wanted. So
was this on the black market, yes. kind of what you're talking about?
100% black
Isn't
market.
Isn't that
yes.
something?
So was there like bazookas purses. Next to the purse or what?
Like, no. were they holding like AK-47s or anything?
No, very few weapons in throughout all of China. But the one area where we did some shopping, we went to a train station, and then we went down an escalator to a subsection, and then we went down another escalator. So we were three levels below ground doing this kind of black market shopping. But it was, you know, really anything that you could imagine counterfeited. So,
and you got a good price.
Excellent price, yes.
Were you happy to get out of that situation when you were done? Were you feeling a little tense at all?
At first, I was very, very tense. As we did a little bit more of it, it really just became part of their culture, and so it wasn't that weird.
All right, one more question about that. Were you concerned because it was a knockoff, right, of what it could be a coach? Who knows what the – I don't know the purse is by any means.
I bet you it was Louis Vuitton.
Were you concerned about getting that on the airplane and getting it out of China?
You know, it crossed my mind. I just figured that there was a big enough black market culture there that it was probably more frowned upon than a direct violation of any laws.
All right. Well, things that aren't counterfeit are the things you guys carry at Power Lodge. So tell our listeners a little bit about Power Lodge, because you guys are growing – you have three locations. Share with our listeners what you guys offer at Power Lodge.
So we have had tremendous growth over the years. So we've grown from just being a power sports location, so ATVs and side-by-sides, now branching out into boats, pontoons. We have a pretty complete lineup. Depending on which store you're shopping at, you're going to find Alumacraft, Evinrude, Suzuki, Mercury, Yamaha. Really the full lineup of anything you could want, we can take care of for you. We also do a complete installation of electronics, which we were lucky enough to do for Mark here.
Yes.
To rig out his boat.
No, it was an awesome experience. I bought my first boat, Alumacraft Voyager 175, so I was new to the experience. Everything I knew was from Boomer, basically, and his experiences, but I went on there, and they really helped me out, and I was really pleased with everything. And they didn't know who I was, so it's not like they were treating me special.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things I love about Power Lodge is, as you know, when you put a lot of miles on the boat, I mean, I probably got 90 hours on that Evinrude already with that Alumacraft Competitor 205, things are going to happen, tweaks are going to happen. And Power Lodge has always been really good. I mean, your guys' service capabilities, you have a lot of capacity there. So you can get folks in and out pretty quick and move them around.
Let me jump on that a little bit, because before we even had you as a sponsor, and thank you very much for supporting the Four Outdoorsmen, Boomer was in a fishing tournament earlier this year and had something go wrong. I'm not saying had some kind of issue. Oh, Boomer's saying I can't talk about that. No.
We went to Power Lodge and we got it taken care of.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, let me finish my sentence. I think I'm going to say something dumb.
Yes. So with that being said, Strewman, Corey, talk a little bit. You guys have a big open house coming up, right?
We do, yeah. With fall coming up, with hunting coming up, we've got a huge promotion to help people get out into the woods in four-wheelers, ATVs. You know, really, it's the best time of the year. The inventory selection of non-currents is still great as the 2020s are shipping out. But the manufacturers have huge rebates on these, and with that open house, we're generally getting an additional rebate stacked on top of that. So this is definitely going to be your best weekend, whether you're at the Ramsey location or the Onamia location, you're going to get the best deal.
Yeah, I know Alumacraft has the best catch deal going on, the national advertised pricing deal. I think you can double them up, so you get twice the rebates. That's common for the marine industry, Corey, this time of year? They're trying to get some inventory moved out the door?
That is, yeah. I mean, this is a great time to buy. You can trade in your boat, get a new boat. We'll deliver it to you in the spring. So you're kind of knocking out two birds with one stone. You don't have to worry about winterizing your old boat. You just have to pick up your new one in the spring. And because this is such a great time, I think we should also mention that Alumacraft has a military rebate as well, which is not super common, but they do allow any veterans, active or discharged to get an additional rebate on those boats. So if you are an active or discharged military, please go ahead and ask for it.
Good for Alumacraft.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, and then, Corey, you guys now have storage and winterization, right? What do you guys
do? We do. We've expanded our storage. So we are offering outdoor storage and, for the first time ever, indoor storage. And that's going to be a huge deal for us. That's going to grow. We've currently store roughly 80 pontoons and then some additional fishing boats on top of that. So really, whatever your needs are, we're there to be easy to deal with and take care of you and make sure that every day you're out on the water is incredible.
So, Corey, as folks are, you know, looking at buying a new boat, let's say, and obviously we're biased towards Alumacraft and Evinrude here at the show, but what are some general things you can share with our listeners as tips for things for folks to think about before they go into a power lodge and start shopping for a boat?
You know, really to think about the whole grand scheme of how they're going to use it, not just this one weekend here or there. Are you going to be fishing exclusively? Do you need a family boat like I do, where I want to take my daughter skiing and tubing, but I also want to do a good amount of fishing? So we take a look at all those different avenues. Do you need a tiller or a side console or a full windshield? I'm a full windshield guy.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that's for the family, but a big part of it's fishing in, you know, inclement weather. I like to stay warm and I like to stay behind the windshield.
You talked about doing trade-ins as well. Does Corey know about your Alumacraft boat?
The one you're storing for
the
me?
One I'm storing for, yeah.
I don't think that's worth enough to
no,
trade.
No, but
in
I tell you, that's cool. It's darn near an antique. It's a beautiful, it's an old 14-foot fishing boat that he got.
12-foot.
12-foot. And yeah. it's just an old fishing boat, but it's the Alumacraft.
It's in mint.
It's absolutely mint condition.
It's got the old Alumacraft logo with the waves on it.
Right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like 2
nice.
Years.
And Mark's dad had it in Wisconsin, and Mark was going to bring it up to the place he was renting up in McGregor, Minnesota, and they used it a couple of times, whatever, but it's sitting in his driveway, and he was thinking about selling it. So in the meantime, right now, it's being stored at our place in Wisconsin. I think there's some value. That's a cool old boat, man.
Well, if anyone wants to buy it, contact the Four Outdoorsmen via Facebook, and I'll cut you
a deal. No,
there's
got to be a tax write-off. These guys could
Yeah, do you guys do trade-ins, Corey?
We absolutely do trade-ins. Yeah, I mean, for
a
lot
museum,
of
I could put this in.
We're working on expanding the empire, but not quite yet. But yeah, used boats are a huge part of our business. People are always looking to upgrade, and for a lot of people, getting into a used boat can sometimes be more affordable. Get them a little bit more boat. Maybe just get out and figure out what they want. You know, in response to your question earlier, sometimes people just flat don't understand what they're going to use the boat for, and those needs can change over time. So this used boat allows them to get out, figure out how are we going to use it, where are we going to use it.
All right, so that's a good point, because you brought this up, and you have boats, ATVs, sails, trade-ins, accessories, clothing, all kinds of things. And I read someplace where it said, okay, you will do 45-day returns, because some people maybe don't understand exactly what they're getting into is what you're talking about. Why would I want to bring something back? I mean, in 45 days seems like a long time.
We do not have a 45-day return policy.
Oh, don't you? Yeah,
no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Not on a boat that gets registered with the state of Minnesota.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty hard to back out of.
Okay.
Our number one goal is to get you in the right boat the first time. Not to flip you. Our lead boat salesman has been doing this forever. I've actually worked with him for quite a long time now, and we're pretty good at dialing in a family on exactly what they're going to need for the long term.
So I got a couple questions. One, talk about some of the new things that you've seen in ATVs and UTVs with Can-Ams, and then touch base on the Argo.
Yeah, so Can-Am has been on the scene for a long time, but really recently has started to dominate the market. We've got machines that are purpose-built for hunting, actual hunting editions. In fact, I've got one on display right now with tracks, with a gun boot, so it can be the ultimate in ice fishing / deer hunting / whatever you might need it to be. If you want to plow, we can go ahead and put that on there. They've got digital throttle controls. These machines are much, much more reliable and much more comfortable to ride long-term, and then we can modify them and get you out in the woods doing exactly what you want. The Argo product is crazy, especially this year with all the high water that we have. There are going to have a lot of people that are not able to access where their hunting land is just because it is underwater, and the Argo is an 8 or 6 wheel machine that's fully amphibious. I floated them down a river, climbed up the riverbank when I was done, and drove around turned around, came back home. So if you've got a land that's a swamp, that's underwater, or we find a lot of people that just have a private lake with no access, and they really know there's fish in there, they want to get out there, you can outfit these with a small outboard and really turn them into a boat that
you
just drive into the water.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well,
no.
I actually saw one up on our deer opener by Bacchus Street.
Wow.
Because half of our land is underwater.
Right.
And our neighbors actually had an Argo, and they were running it through a slough. And it was absolutely amazing. What do they run price range wise? Like, not specifically, but from a range.
Argo is actually runs from very affordable to very high end. So you're going to be able to get into a machine for roughly $9,000 to start, and then they're going to move up to roughly $30,000-$40,000 depending on the size of the motor, the wheels, tracks, and how you're outfitting them.
So if you don't have a motor attached to it, do the wheels turning propel you enough to get point A to point B, or is it kind of designed for just soggy areas? And
no,
stuff?
You can. So there's chevrons built into the tires.
Okay.
And they will actually grab water as you're going. You're restricted to about 1 to 2 miles an hour, provided there's not a strong wind.
I'm in no hurry as long as it's moving.
Mm-hmm. No, you can move, and then actually the way that those turn is they're almost like a tank. So one side of the wheel stops while the other keeps going, and that works on the water as well. So if you guys ever move out to Game Fair, we usually have one on display in the pond, floating out there to show how you could use it for duck hunting.
If I went to your website, would I be able to see a video of an Argo working?
Yes, yep, okay. Absolutely. Especially if you checked out our Facebook or our Instagram page. We actually have partnered with Argo and have had taken some people out duck hunting, and that's collaborated with one of our sales staff who's an Argo expert. Because that's such a specialized machine, if you come in, we really want to set you up with one or two different individuals that can really tell you the intricacies of that machine.
So, Corey, we've just got a couple more minutes left. Let's touch base on your open house again that's coming up.
Yep. Open house, it's going to be across the board. So whether you're looking for a boat, ATV, side-by-side, just want to outfit your machine, go ahead, bring it on in. We're installing plows. We've got a weather forecast that looks like we're going to have huge precipitation this year. And just like with boating, you want to get ahead of the season, bring it in now. It is not uncommon for a plow installation to be a couple of weeks out. So if you wait till the day before the blizzard, you're going to be shoveling. This open house allows you to get in, get great pricing, get that installation, and get that unit back home.
When is it again?
That is going to be the 26th, so this Saturday.
This Saturday at what locations?
At the Onamia location and the Ramsey location.
All right. And if folks want to learn more about it, how do they find you guys?
We are online at powerlodge.com. Otherwise, check out our Facebook or Instagram accounts.
All right. Well, that was Corey King from Power Lodge, great sponsor of the Four Outdoors, and on Bob Country. You know, we've got a couple minutes, Brandon, before we get to break. But before we get to that, Stru, what do you got coming up this week?
I'm going fishing Saturday on Mille Lacs.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to go to Mazatlan next week. So my wife and I are planning on that and getting things organized. I'm traveling all over the place. I got some things happening. And,
hey, look at you.
Yeah, I got some grandkids. As a matter of fact, my son Mike, we sold my son Mike's home on 13 acres in Lindstrom. And I was supposed to go to Ely tomorrow and Tuesday to check the woods to start getting ready for hunting. But the closing didn't take place on Friday, which is scary. And but apparently it's going to close tomorrow. So I got to stick around. We're going to close on that tomorrow. Tuesday's pretty much free, but getting ready to a couple of grandkid things on Friday and getting ready to go to Mazatlan. So I'm excited about that.
Nice, nice. Producer Mark, what do you got cooking?
I'm headed to Clark, South Dakota with Ron Scherer tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We're going to do a little three-day pheasant hunting trip with some of our great sponsors at Ron Scherer Productions. But it's always awesome to do that kind of thing with those kind of people. So I'm just so excited. I get spoiled sometimes.
Yeah.
I think you do get spoiled, because what am I doing on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night, you're going to watch my children.
That's
because,
right. One more thing, babysitting.
We have a hockey meeting that I'm not going to be at. So Stru graciously said he would come over and watch my kids.
Nice, nice. Corey, what do you got coming up this week?
Well, besides the open house, my daughter has hockey tryouts, so we will be at the rink hoping that she moves up a level.
About hockey tryouts. I've got 10 grandkids. My 15-year-old granddaughter, a couple of kids skate, but she's been on the bump a lot every year. And it's emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster, pal. For me, it's got to be even worse for a parent.
It is intense. Yeah, it's. I did not play hockey growing up, and I've instantly kind of fallen in love with it. Seeing how much she has taken to it and has evolved and grown as a skater, and Oh, my gosh, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep up with her in about one more year here.
All right, thanks to Corey King of Power Lodge. We have Bob Krejci on talking about fishing for tuna in Louisiana. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Four Outdoors. We will talk to you next week. Boomer's got some advice for you guys.
Get outdoors.
Bob Out.